Hare Krishna. I'd like to give a little update on His Holiness Mukunda Maharaj's health condition, which some of you may have heard of, or you probably have heard of. And I think most devotees in English-speaking language at least know of Mukunda Maharaj, even if you don't know him. And he's a very, very old devotee in the sense of senior devotee who helped Srila Prabhupada move in and find 26 Second Avenue. So he really comes from the first days. And he's a wonderful person who, when he was still communications minister, he used to come and visit England, and we used to travel around in my motorhome. Especially remember him coming to in Manchester, and then going from Manchester up to Scotland and so on. And one thing, when we were traveling, I always used to, we used to cook for ourselves. We used to eat green peas and corn mixed. Usually, I think we got it frozen. And he liked that, but he called it succotash. So whenever we met anywhere, whether it was GBC meetings or also, he was asked me whether I'd brought any succotash with me. Anyway, a few days back, when I was still in Govardhan Echo Village, we got the news that he'd, I think, opened his hip and was going to have surgery. Which, yeah, I mean, it's not a good thing. An uncomfortable thing, painful thing, but it's not a life-threatening thing, to put it that way. However, when he, a few days later, we got the news that when he was in hospital, he'd suffered a very serious heart attack, which because he was on painkillers for the former condition, he didn't really notice the symptoms of the heart attack. And that was why he was in living down under all these years and stopped traveling and handed over the communications ministry to Anuttamatra Guru, because he had a weak heart. In fact, I remember him telling me that at that time. And so he's more or less just put in those places. And since then, I've had very minimal contact with him, a few Skype conversations and so on. Anyhow, because of the heart attack, then the doctors won't operate on the other condition, and they're trying to now figure out what to do about the heart condition, which is stated to be quite serious. So we should keep Mukunda Maharaj in our prayers. In circumstances like this, the best prayers we can offer for anyone is their being always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, which no doubt Maharaj is. And because material world is a dangerous place, we're only here for some time anyway. So whatever Krishna has in store, that's what's going to happen. But still, we'd like Kunkani Maharaj to stay with us. And you know, during this situation, wish that he remain fully absorbed in thoughts of the Lord, because that's the best shelter and the best medicine that we can have. Hare Krishna. Okay. Got the offering.